This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Bond for Bones, Burger King, Carifta Aquatics 2024, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, ESC Distributors Limited, Fincastle Media Group, Grand Bahama News, Paradise Fisheries, and Popeyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is a glorious Wednesday afternoon, live and in full effect. In the land of the living, you should be giving praise, especially in this, Holy Week? Come and talk to me. You're living. Talk to me. There are a lot of people who can't say it for more than one reason. But we're here, and we should be grateful as we continue to be able to go through, travail? 2024. It feels as though it's a beautiful, beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm grateful to be in your company. I know you guys are getting geared up for the weekend. And so we're going to have good conversations with you today on March 27. I got to give a shout out to all my good, decent people that continues to be able to sponsor the show. You are good and decent people. God bless you. Amen. I also want to be able to say, pick up the Guardian newspaper. Some information's in there. In the midst of Holy Week, we get strong interest in, hey, praise God. This is a good time to talk about it. Strong interest in Grand Bahama. The Deputy Prime Minister starts to talk about Pintard lacks credibility, right? You know, Pintard was with us on Monday talking about a few things. So we're going to dive deeper into these things in the second hour. As we do those things, before I get into anything else, I got to give a shout out and a good, decent shout out to all those persons at Health Expo. They got a Health and Wealth Expo. They got everything going on. Dr. Dinothra Autry is going to be the speaker for this. I got to read it for you and let you know exactly what's what. It's an exciting thing, and I'm grateful to see a lot of persons kind of getting down with this and talking about it. Let me see if I can do this, right? So it says, join Dr. Dinothra Autry Cartwright and her team at Medical Concierge Services, FootRx, this is New Life Bahamas, and the CDM Group, and many others on the first annual Health is Wealth Expo and Fair on March 30th. And over at the Bahama at 9 a.m. To 4:30 p.m., there will be a free health checkups, cholesterol testing, demonstrations, and free healthy lifestyle workshop. You guys want to check that out. It's for all ages. Register free at mcsfamilymedical.com. That's mcsfamilymedical.com. Or be able to check them out over at 326-1521. That's 326-1521 for more information. Also, I got to shout out my good, decent friend, Leonard Sands. Today, the 27th, they're going to be having their annual, I think it's a monthly membership luncheon for the Bahamian Contractors Association monthly membership luncheon for Bahamian Contractors Association is the Honorable Barkus Roll, who is the South Beach Constituency Member of Parliament and Parliamentary Secretary for the Ministry of Public Works and Utilities. He's going to be the special speaker today. It starts at 12 o'clock, so it started about 20 minutes ago or so, guys. Make sure if you are a member and you want to go down there, it's going to be at the Poop Deck West. The Poop Deck West. Go in there, check that thing out, and find out all of the information that you have to, right? It's going to be very interesting, and there's a lot of things that you want to be able to talk about. Definitely, I want to give a shout-out to Easter Monday. They got a grill out on Easter Monday. Right on an Easter Monday, right there, when you go to the Gambier Ramp on April 1st, 2024, you can get your Conky Kong Fritters half bag, half chicken in the bag. Let me just clear this up very clearly. Half chicken in the bag. Half bag is a whole different connotation. Forgive me. Just be different. Maybe these two with this, right? Half chicken in the bag. They got a rack of ribs and Meguana-style fried snapper. Meguana-style fried snapper. You want to be able to go down there and check that out. They got margaritas. Buy one, get one the second half off. Bears on sale. They got everything down there. Go down to the grill out on Gambier Ramp. This is a Meguana thing. Meguana. They got everything down there. They called me and let me know. Some good, decent people got those things going on there. Got to give a good shout out to my good people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. If you are in this space and you're looking for insurance for your rental vehicles, if you got Estes, if you got Jitneys, if you got taxis, if you got leggies, whatever you have, you can go down there to AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They are located on number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They got everything laid out for you. Check them out, 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a beautiful day. At the top of the hour, we got something very special for you. Coming up on March 30th, which is Saturday, at from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the BPSU Hall on East Street South. BPSU Hall on East Street South. We have Stone Oak being able to do a tremendous amount of things. They got a homeowner and builders expo. This is extremely exciting, guys. They got everyone in here to be able to talk about it. We got some special people in the house today to talk about exactly what's going to be going on. And I have none other than Mr. Philip Bowe. Mr. Bowe, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you, Howard.
Hey, good afternoon, my brother. So talk to me about what's going on, what Stone Oak actually put together, and what our expectations can be when we get out there on Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday, March 30th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., it's an all-day event. Stone Oak, we will be putting on, we're partnering with BPSU to put on a home expo trade show. Again, it's an all-day event. It's a free event, so we want persons to come on out.
You're smart. You said free. Quickly, right off the top, let everybody know. It's a free event.
Definitely.
After you get on your fish and your bread and everything.
Yes, you want to get all that out your way.
Actually, they should have already gotten that out the way. And don't bring your fishy fingers. Come down here and enjoy yourself. Talk to us about it. So you partnered with BPSU to be able to do this. Is this the first initiative? Is it annual?
This
something?
Is the first one for us.
Yeah.
I think BPSU has done this before, but it's the first one for Stone Oak. We are a property management, project management company, so which was the reason we wanted to get into something like this. And to basically to provide the tools for our community. I mean, we've all heard horror stories of people in construction or building phases, and we want to educate people. Again, it is a free event, but we will also have a kids' corner, so we want the whole family to come on out. So there's no excuse for anyone not to be there, because again, we have a kids' corner, and not only that, we want persons to be encouraged to get their children involved in this process. Maybe not so young, but I wish I was around or had some knowledge when my parents were building, and so that, you know, I just bought a home recently, and I didn't know anything, you know. So we want you to bring your kids along. Again, it's for that no one will have an excuse not to be there. There'll be various vendors all around all day, but you get a chance. Everyone will get a chance, Howard, to see products.
This is heavy stuff.
Yeah, see products, feel the products, test the with products before making decisions. You know, sometimes we make decisions and we install things in our home and it's not what we want. I want people to know it's not a macho event. It's not a man event. Fellas, we want you to bring your wives. You don't want to make any decision without your wife, right? Right? Right?
Happy wife?
Happy wife, happy life.
Praise God.
I mean, you don't want to be pulling up to your brand new home every day and when you pull up your wife, your wife.
Who choose this color? Well, you gotta fix that.
Oh, why this look like this? Oh, and you know, it's a reminder. Oh my God! Because as a man, we have to internalize that and carry it on. So, fellas, bring your wives. Allow them to come and ask questions. I want to encourage everybody to please do your research. If you're building a home, whether this is your first time project or not, this could be your third project. We want you there. Do the research. Ask questions because. People don't know what you don't know. And if you don't ask the right questions, they can't give you the information. I remember when I started the process, my wife and I won't say who I asked this question to, but I said, you know, it's about these various fees. How come I didn't know this? And they looked at me and they said, well, no, you didn't ask. You know, so again, you have to do the research. You have to ask questions because, again, this is a lifetime investment. It's probably the biggest investment of our lives, buying a home or renovating.
Yeah.
So we want to equip our community and the people with tools. So please, we want people to be on out this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm in the room with me. There are some of our vendors. And I got to be able to do that. Definitely. What I wanted to say is, as I walked into the room this morning, I felt the energy. These guys are so excited to be there on Saturday and to share their knowledge with the community.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk more specifically. And first, right out the gate, a lot of persons don't necessarily see this. I see a lot of persons definitely get into the finance. We're going to talk about that. But I want to talk insurance first. Let me be as decent as possible. The lady in the room, let's talk about these things. None other than Yvonne Wilson-Boodle. She's here all the way from New Providence Life Insurance Company Limited. They're going to be talking to us about a couple of things. Talk to us about these things. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, everybody. And welcome to New Providence Life Insurance Company.
Welcome. We're happy to be here.
And, of course, we are a beacon of security through every season.
Yes.
So we can be a part of your entire life. And what we will really be promoting at the show on Saturday is our life plans. Because in order to get a mortgage, you do need life insurance. And so at NPL, we have the affordable rates for you. And we have the affordable rates for you where we also, at the end of your term, you can also get return of premium. Which meaning, of course, everybody knows you get a mortgage after 25, 30 years, house needs renovation. And so that's why we have the most affordable rates for you that will suit everybody's budget. We have a very, very professional team of agents and brokers that you can choose from. We do have very accessible administrative staff that can assist you in everything that you need. And of course, we provide the long-term protection to help pay off your mortgage. And of course, to help pay your child's college fee. So we have four plans that we offer you. We have a 10-year plan to age 85. You can also get a 25-year plan or a 30-year plan. Plus, we have a term plan that can take you all the way to age 80. And why I say we are one of the more accessible ones, because we have prompt underwriting. You don't have to worry about going through the long list. We do that right on site for you. The debt benefits and the premiums will remain level for the term of the policy. So you don't have to worry about paying $1 today and paying $5 next year.
It doesn't fluctuate.
No.
It's consistent.
Yes.
So when we get there on Saturday, there's a lot of persons who need to know the prerequisites associated with it. There's a lot of persons who are finding themselves in the position, just like Philip indicated, first-time homeowners. We didn't know this. I didn't know I had to go through this. I didn't know I had to be pre-approved for life insurance. I didn't know about these things. Do you have your professional agents that can be able to assist
you with
that?
We will have a full team out for you, ready to write you up on the spot.
Yeah.
And put your application in on Monday morning.
Yeah. On Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
So we will have
everything. Monday's a holiday.
We will have everything there that you would need. We will have agents who can sit for you, with you, and go over our plans with you. Because the main thing is to be educated on what you need.
Yeah.
And so we're going to take the time to educate you. So you don't get what you don't need, but you're going to get exactly what you need at the affordable rate.
Yeah. There are, I got so many questions for you. I want to be both you And our banker in the house is going to be talking to us right after this. But I want to know a little bit about questions associated with this sort of an idea as to married versus single versus equity versus, you know, longevity, how long these plans could. Are you looking at, there's so many questions that I think persons need to be able to kind of get out of the way before they make that step. The family dynamics has shifted, but, you know, the concept and idea for ownership hasn't shifted. They still, you know, despite the fact that I may not necessarily have a spouse or I've just got out of a relationship, but I have my children, I still need security. Does the life insurance afford them an opportunity? Can I get in with this?
Yes. You don't have to be married to apply for life insurance.
My God.
And like I say, we are a beacon of security through every season.
What about if you married and then your wife get life insurance on you? Should we be scared? Or there's a different topic? I just want to be decent. This is a whole different conversation.
I'll be back for that one. But yes, you have the choice when you take out your life insurance who you would put as your beneficiary.
Right, so you can put
Normally when they come looking to get a mortgage, they usually have their beneficiary and they can also assign the policy to the bank to cover their mortgage. So in a time of death, you know, you're not going to leave that spouse scratching their head. Mm-hmm. They will be secured. Mm-hmm. The mortgage will be paid off.
Mm-hmm. This is exciting. And on Saturday, we can be able to find out more information from you.
On Saturday, we're going to have a full team out ready to help you, like I say, complete the application form. All you would need to have it do is a government ID. If you definitely have a government ID, you have some proof of residency where you live, you can use your voter's card, you can use your national insurance card, bring your driver's license, and we will definitely follow the application form there with you. And like I say, the whole point is to educate you on what you need and qualify you to get the insurance. And I'm going to say, young people, come on down. Come on down and get it while you can.
Yeah.
Don't wait until, as a Bahamian, they tell you you have hypertension, you have diabetes. No. So come on down, young people, and get your coverage.
This is
affordable. At a younger age, the younger you are, the less it costs.
Come on down. Before you put Martin in your system, an aristocrat, stop it. Come down and get yourself laid out and understand exactly what's what. I know that, you know, youth in our country, we have a tendency to be able to get into this concept and idea of parties, but it's important that we move with responsibility and understand that being able to acquire something, especially with your children, to be able to acquire something and hold on to something is extremely important. I want to be able to talk more specifically now because we've gone from the general concept, we've gone to life insurance, now I'd like to be able to talk about money. How are we going to get this money that we're talking about? A lot of persons out here, you have your job, a lot of things have shifted from COVID-19, right? You've lost your job, you just regained your job, you're trying to be able to find yourself stable, you may be in your job for the past 2 years, you're holding on, holding your breath, you want to know whether or not you're going to be able to apply and acquire a loan to get this kind of a home that you're going on. A lot of things are going on. You could get a used house or a secondhand house, all these particular things, but do you have the money? We have Mr. Kelvin Briggs in the studio with us to be able to talk to us all the way from BLB. He's the senior manager in business. Mr. Briggs, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is truly a pleasure to be on your show today.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you, man. Talk to us about these things. I see you came with your hands swinging. You didn't bring no little briefcase. Talk to me next time. Bring something for me, amen. Man,
you don't got to worry about that. It's on its way.
I know.
Like Christ, it's on its way.
You see, you something else, you know.
Where's this Holy Week, I got to bring Jesus into it.
He comes to preach to me.
There you go.
He comes to preach to me.
He's never late. He's always on time. But you know, it's truly a privilege to be here today. We wanted to thank Stone Oaks. We're going to be partnering with them at BOB, the Bank of Solution. We want to make your dream home a reality. And we talked a lot so far about education, and I think that's part of the thing right there. How do we educate the public? How do we show you what you are, in fact, qualified for? And what we want to do at BOB is meet you where you are and show you how to get where you need to go. And so, you know, if you want to switch your mortgage, we are there for you. If you want to buy a new home, we are there for you. If you want to renovate your home, we are there for you. If you want to build from the ground up, we are there for you. If you have a home equity loan that you want to look at, we are there for you, right? We are the Bank of Solution. And the thing is about it, on Saturday, we're going to have our team out there. We're going to have any questions that you may have. We ask that you come out, sit with us. We'll be there to answer any questions that you may have. A lot of times, a lot of persons do not know how to qualify.
No.
And, you know, my friend Ed Strawn, who's in charge of our mortgage center, he always said it starts with a conversation. What does that conversation sound like? What do we need to do to ensure that you're empowered to go to the next level, get mm-hmm. that home that you want? And so if we can get persons out to stand there and speak with us on Saturday, we'll be taking applications, we will be opening accounts, we will be giving you the information that you require in order to qualify. And it may not be today, but what we will do is guide you on how to get there.
BOP has taken over the past years because this is my bank. I'm not going to fight you, right?
You're a good man. You're in the right seat. I feel the presence of the Lord.
Watch
here.
Me. I could be better.
Oh, you can get better now.
Yes, you should have bring the sock.
Right. Boy, the sock is on its way.
I would have been great, right?
There you go.
Seriously, I see that you've taken significant strides. You've moved your location. You're here on JFK. You're accessible. You have your two lanes for the ATMs. I'm sure that you're making significant strides on the inside. So talk to me. I'm hoping that the accoutrements and sort of the infrastructural development that we're seeing is also applied to development and customer service and being able to reach people and deal with people like that.
Absolutely. We have a call center now, right? We have persons who are in place to take your calls, answer your calls, respond to your concerns. You can even send us an email. You can reach us through email. You can actually just let us know on Facebook what's happening. So we have several different levels of in terms of the social media outreach that you can contact us. If you email us, we will respond to you.
Yeah, I can attest to those particular things, and I know that you are striving to be able to get more and do more with those things. So we're grateful to have you, ladies and gentlemen. We want you guys to come out on Saturday at the BPSU Hall on East Street South. You want to be able to get down there and find out more information. They got everyone here. Now, this is only a snapshot of what's represented. It's going to be represented on the ground on Saturday. I know that Philippeau is going to dive deeper into it, but I want to get one more person to talk about this. So after you get your insurance, you find out exactly what's good, you ain't got no hypertension, you can be able to get this thing. You go down to the BOB, you identify these things, you've been working on your job X amount, you're married, you could be able to qualify for something, now you're getting some money. Now you've identified a piece of property, you purchased that, we're going to be able to talk about that. Stone Oak could be able to tell us about that. But the first thing that we got to do is get the rough in, get the foundation, and get the rebra on the ground. Talk to me. We got Avery Lightbone in the house with us to be able to talk about those things. Say good afternoon to the people.
Thank you, Howard. Thank you. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Thank you to Stone Oak for inviting me on the show.
Yes, sir.
To be here to promote what we have. So you heard from security. You heard from affordability. I'm the one to talk about sustainability.
Ooh.
So we know that we're in a salt-saturated country, archipelago.
His wife had to say that.
She just said that. The Lord is with us.
You better say this.
Holy Week produces a lot. So what I'm promoting is MSD bar, which is the maximum strength bar. It's a GFRP, which is glass fiber reinforcement polymer, which is an alternative to steel. So when you talk about your foundation, you want to start your house right. If you don't start it right, it ain't gonna end right. Yeah. So we know with those cracks, those spalling, and all of that stuff we have sustained through our salt-saturated archipelago of islands, our people who have put their hard-earned money and investment into their dream home, experiencing years later cracks, spalling. So all the vacation that you want to take, all of that, good time with your family, your pension money.
You got to go back to Mr. Briggs and ask him for more money.
Thank you. And all of that stuff, what you're doing, remortgaging the house for something that you put in that is cancerous to our environment. Well, we have to change that, and we have changed it. In the market now, you can get fiber reinforcement polymers, which is concrete reinforcement. It replaces the steel rebars in buildings. Very affordable. It's faster, 3 times stronger than steel.
Is it more affordable than steel?
At this point, well, we're at $23.50.
Mm-hmm.
Steel of a deal. Now compare that with the best price on your galvanized or coated. You just look at the numbers. And when you're talking construction and when you're talking going to the bank, they're talking numbers and they're talking liability, because they know that in 7 to 10 years, you may have that little crack if you're only using the
good
steel.
Yeah, because I don't want the crack to run in my bail costs, but I'm also concerned about 150 miles, 180 mile hour winds as it relates to hurricanes, so forth and so on. Talk to me about
tensile strength is 3.5 times stronger. I'm not an engineer, but these things are approved by the engineers here locally. You say Bahamas have the best building code in this region. Yes. They're the leaders, right?
Yes.
And they're the ones who approve it down at the Ministry of Works. I thank their engineer team for coming to the seminars. They are certified with FRP products. They understand it. They know it. And they ain't gonna lead you wrong.
I got one more question before we go, because I'm interested in this stuff, right? Is it bendable, pliable, movable, the way that steel is? That can we bend it and shape it?
Not on site. It's not recommended that we actually bend stuff on site, really, from an engineer standpoint. But everything can be prefab. So all of your conventional shapes, all your conventional bends, all your measurements, that's what the takeoff is about in your shop drawings. Mm. So all of that, once that's read and considered by your local contractor or engineer, then we can get all of those bends and we package it. Right now, conventionally, we have all of the bends that we use in the market. There's no bend that we cannot do, and there's no size that we cannot go from the number 2 to number 19 in size. So you're talking bridges, seawalls, sidewalks. We have no problem in the future with rust if we start to use these products. It's a green product, so it's on the sustainable when it comes to talking green in our environment. It's a green product, so it's great for the environment. The salt water, I could store it in the salt water. I mean, I won't, but I could. You understand? Because it does not rust. No corrosion, no acid or alkalines can affect this product. Wow. The strength of it, it has been tested. It has been tested under tremendous strain. And the team at the factory, MST Bar, they have a third-party company. So this is not just someone selling a product that is innovative. They have a third-party company that has to vet it, the FRP Institute for Civil Infrastructure, that was here talking with our Ministry of Works and the private sector about the strain of these products and how they are manufactured and the testing, the vigorous testing that these products have went through to prove themselves on the market. Yeah. So I can't just come here and try to trump an engineer's perspective and what they have learned. I'm selling a product that has been proven, tried, and tested, ACI certified, ASTM.
This is good stuff.
It's perfect.
From residential up to anchor hotels, 10 floors, it doesn't matter.
Well, the flooring, I'm going to give it to the engineers. There is a standard amount of flooring that they're still testing. We're protecting the industry. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to go crazy with this industry. It's a new market. And I can tell you, the other guys are waiting for shortfalls because this is actually... Yeah. Interrupting their business, but we don't want that. What we want them to do is embrace what the future has to hold.
Yeah.
We're finished with that part of it, so let's do away with it in our country.
Yeah.
Bring these products in that our children now have something for the future to look forward to as an investment and not a liability.
I like this.
We have to build better if we want to leave something better for our children.
I like this, man. Mr. Bo, you did a wonderful job in being able to identify these things and partnering with BPSU to be able to do these things. Talk to me again about what we could expect on Saturday when we get down there.
Yeah, so again, Saturday, that's this Saturday, the 30th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Like I mentioned, it is free. We want you to come out with the entire family. Bring your children as well. Again, you know, there's nothing better than, you know, in my experience, you may go to the store. You may go to CBS. You may go here or there, and you may see something, but you don't actually get a chance to put things in use or put things in practice to actually see what they look like, see what how they work. Firsthand, and I think this is the perfect opportunity. I have to encourage everyone, whether, like I said, whether this is your first project or not, you just want to be able to be there, get and have your questions answered, and see the right products that you want. There's nothing better than that. I want to piggyback to something Yvonne mentioned with persons with life insurance. You know, some people feel like, you know, maybe I'm too young or I'll wait until I'm purchasing a home. You know, I want to encourage persons, if you're out there, if you're questioning that, just do the research, look into it, because the older you get, when it's time, the more it will cost, the more it will cost. And then you're going to have Kevin, right? You're going to then, at some point, Kevin is going to ask, well, you know, what can you afford monthly? And so I want to encourage Kevin to, when you, or the public, when you choose your lender, this is somebody you're going to have a relationship. This isn't just your lender. This is someone that I would term you to be my advisor, you know. And so ask your lender the questions, you know, okay, I could afford this month, but then you have to factor in life insurance, home insurance. You know, you might have to come back to Kevin and say, well, Kevin, I really can't afford the $1,500 a month like I thought. But sometimes, unless this conversation is opened up, it isn't had. So again, we want everybody to just come, and it's going to be a great day. I mean, we're going to have lots of fun.
On a Sunday.
Lots of fun.
You got a little bouncing castle for the children?
Yes, we do. There's going to be a kids' corner, so there's no reason for persons to come out. You're going to get all the information you need, see all the products firsthand.
And it's from 10 a.m. to
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
That's correct.
Okay.
And Kevin, like I mentioned, Howard, as I mentioned earlier, we've all heard horror stories. Because actuality in our world today, or at least here in the Bahamas, anybody can be a contractor. I could go now and get a business license and say I'm a contractor.
Please.
But I want to encourage...
Leonard Sands will call me right now and cuss me out. How will I tell you that the other day?
Yes. Actually, that's something Leonard told me himself. Anybody could do that. So, Leonard will be there from the Bahamas Contractors Association. You want to choose somebody that's a part of this association. You know, you don't want to just get any average Joe to build your home and then you have all these problems and then they're on their own doing their own little thing and, buying you your home welcome gift out of your money. So everybody, please come on out. There's a contact number I want to share with the public. If you have any questions at all, you can contact us at 815-8818. Again, that's 815-8818. Like Yvette mentioned earlier, please be encouraged to bring job letters, pay stubs, forms of IDs. Financing will be on the spot. Banks will be there. Utility companies will be there. Water and sewage is there. I mean, that's key. I mean, you can't get your occupancy certificate until you get your water on. So, bring these documents with you. Everything will be there right on spot. It's a one-stop shop.
It's excellent.
You can't miss it out. This is an opportunity for everybody. I mean, us and BPSU, we just want to equip our people with the tools that they need so we can stop these horror stories from happening.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be very exciting. I know you got time. You ain't got nothing to do. It's a holiday all weekend. There's only so much snapper you can eat. Go down there and enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Find out more information, even if you were considering at one point, you stepped over into 2024 with a sort of an idea that you want to be able to move forward, upward, onward, and from glory to glory. You had all these things. The pastor didn't tell you, oh, this is the year of glory, and you make no moves on it. My God, make a move. This is the last day. The second to last day of the first quarter of the year, do something in your first 90 days. Go down there, find out more information from this exhibitor spots. All the exhibitor spots are already sold out. So this is the Homeowner and Builders Expo brought to you by BPSU Hall, BPSU and Stone Oak. They came together to be able to do something tremendous. Please go down there at the BPSU Hall on East Street South. This is going to be March 30th, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They got all the information. If you want to be able to get more information as it relates to what I can do, who the other person is going to be there, give them a call at 815-8818. 815-8818. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so very kindly for being with us today. I enjoyed this conversation. This is very quick. I see that everyone got their cues from their spouses. I want to thank God for that. And this Holy Week, we could be able to eat.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. You can go home and do those things. I want to thank you all so much for being able to do this. Enjoy yourselves. And please, individually and collectively, do not forget the foundation. Come back here and talk to us about what you do independently. Because I want to have conversation with you, which is the bank. This is Calvin Briggs. I want to have conversations with you from an entrepreneurial standpoint. How do we access those money? I want to have conversations with you, Philip Bo, about the concepts and ideas that exist for persons who are listening in, because I got a wide audience, yes, both locally and abroad.
And these conversations, how it could go on and on.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a big deal here.
Yeah.
Even though it's a home, it's your home, but this is an investment that goes on and on and on.
Yeah. And I like that. Ms. Wilson Boodle, I'd like to talk more insurance with you. And Mr. Lightburn, you know we got to talk about these things, about the pliability, the viability, the longevity, and so forth and so on.
Because we not only offer life, but we have a whole slew of products. We have medical, as well as we have educational plans, as well as we have retirement plan for you.
You got to come back.
Definitely.
Come back and set up your whole thing and let's have a good conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the foundation. We got to take this quick commercial break and get back. I want to thank you so very kindly for being with us again. Like I said, enjoy yourselves and go out to this event on Saturday, March 30th. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Look! looking for some fun this Easter weekend? Join us at Nassau Cruise Port for our Easter Sip and Shop on Saturday, March 30th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Find amazing products from six of your favorite Bahamian brands: Bahari, House of Assembly, Vita Kyle, My Ocean, Bahama Handprints, and Great Clip. Plus, shop from over 50 authentically Bahamian vendors. Join us for a day of prizes and giveaways with your first drink on us. Don't miss the Easter Sip and Shop at Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Ready to score big? Alive is bringing you March Madness! From incredible deals on Ring devices to amazing deals on iPhones, Nokia, TCL, and more, Alive has everything you need to stay connected and save big. And that's not all! Enjoy free data, prepaid plan bundles, exclusive event tickets, and more! Deals end March 31st. Visit BeAlive.com or follow us on our social media at We Are Alive to stay in the know. Score big with Alive this March season. Don't miss out!
It's Easter time again, and it's time to stop by Paradise Fisheries, located at number 16 Harley Street, Mount Royal Avenue. We are now accepting those large orders for fish fries on Good Friday. So give us a call today at 325-3301 or stop by our stores between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Fridays and 9 a.m. on Saturdays. Paradise Fisheries, still your one-stop shop for all of those Easter desires.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Know these things, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. The foundation is a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon, getting yourself prepared for the weekend. I know so many people got things to do. I know so many people. I got a tremendous amount of calls that says, how are you doing anything on Thursday? Yeah, we're still gonna have Small Business Thursday. We're still going to dive into deep conversations about those things. We're going to talk about, you know, what's available out here. We got a lot of things on the table. So if everybody comes through, we're going to have great conversations. It's going to be quick, but we're going to get to it tomorrow. Guys, you got to go and check this thing out, man. I think it's a good opportunity, a great opportunity. I like to see companies come together. This kind of synergy is a necessity. The synergy is a necessity in our community for being able to get together to identify what you do best, to identify the reach that they have with the Bahamas Public Service Union, the clientele that they have, the reach that they have, and the desire to have a conversation about what you can acquire in the future. I think it's good. I think it's good to see these companies. You got, see, I don't want to start reading this because some of them only have their logos and I don't necessarily know what their companies are. So I want to be able to say that there's a tremendous amount of companies. I don't want to start reading it. Let's just say you can get your rebar, you can get your money, you could get windows, you could get water and sewage information's in there, granite flooring. They got everything here. So when you go out on Saturday, you can find out
a tremendous amount of information from these particular things. Right, so I mean, not necessarily to push it beyond that, but I like to have conversations like this. I think a great deal of us are in the position or in the market. I think the former administration started to talk about it. A lot of us are in the market that we want to acquire something. We want to own something. We want something to be ours. There's a great deal of us who are making good money and cannot afford a home. The pinnacle of what we can be able to expose you to is the hopes for rent to own. We're living in a good townhouse, a great deal of us. You get our families are expanding, and we're looking for an opportunity, married or not, to be able to acquire a piece of land here in Nassau. Many persons, I can't put everybody in the bucket, but many persons have a little piece of property on the family of islands. They got something that they can say, okay, I want to retire to, young and old alike. But to say, live here in Nassau and be able to have a place that you can be able to kind of stretch out and say, okay, this is my place, I'm doing well. A lot of persons don't have that. I think it's a great opportunity to talk about how we can get that. And I really want to be able to encourage industries to create a space that persons can access those things. It's important. Young people are in the position now, they want to acquire some stuff. They have shifted the dynamics of how the family looks, but they still want to acquire something for themselves. Mama got, daddy got, God bless the child who got his own. Let's talk about these things. The lines are wide open if you want to be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. That's a caller. Caller on the line with us. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
Hey, good afternoon, Howard. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
It's an open line, or you have a specific
Yeah, you
topic.
Can talk. Let's talk.
Okay. I hope you and your family have a Chrysler set at Easter, because it's all about Jesus, what he did for us, the finished work on the cross of Calvary, and to reflect, once you know Christ, would you know the tremendous pain and suffering that he went through for us. And
yes.
So I just hope you and your family and enjoy the holidays and be safe.
I appreciate that.
Another thing, Howard, you know the situation what happened down in Freeport with the lady?
Which lady?
With the rape situation.
Okay, yeah, with the tourists.
Okay. I want to lay a scenario out to you.
Okay.
Think about it now. You remember the barefoot bandit?
I remember.
What happened to him?
He
got off, right?
Yes.
But I remember that. I think he.
Well,
was
he was captured here in the Bahamas. He was captured here in the Bahamas.
Five policemen, and he got off.
Who, the barefoot bandit?
No. Yeah, he got off.
The barefoot bandit didn't beat nobody up. I don't remember that.
I said there was an ex-Marine.
Okay.
Who beat up close to 4 to 5 policemen down on Bay Street, right?
I remember the
story. He got on. Now, the two ladies, according to what I've been hearing, said that there was no evidence that whatever they claim happened. Now, they said it is in the hands of the prosecutor or whatever. You know what's going to happen? They can get off. You know why? The Bahamas are afraid of the United States. They don't want to deal with their citizens. Now, let that was a Bahamian go to the United States, did all the foolishness that the barefoot bandit did, and the Bahamian go over there, say, you can beat up a policeman. Would you think what would happen to them?
Wow. I don't know whether or not. I appreciate the telephone call.
No, hold on.
Go ahead.
So what I'm saying, the same thing, these two ladies, they can get off scot-free because somehow we are afraid to carry out the laws on our American citizens when things like that happen to them because the United States swings a big stick and we are afraid to offend them. Thank you.
Wow, man. Thank you so much for your telephone call. I don't know. I feel like every conversation is us and the them thing. We find our way to kind of dig through whatever the truth is to get to these nuances that identify us and them. I think this is an above board conversation. I think there is condemnation being levied upon them from all media outlets as it relates to what they would have done. There is significant condemnation, even from American outlets, that indicates that what these particular women would have done is wrong. There is further investigation being held from an official standpoint and from a local standpoint. I see, you know, young persons in Grand Bahama going around asking questions, being able to video record these things and capture evidence from persons on these particular on these fronts. But the truth is that I don't think it's an us and them thing. I don't think that there is discrimination in the law, whether that's here in the sovereignty of the Bahamas or whether that's the United States of America. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I can give you examples of the fact that the barefoot bandit, after he stole the plane and found himself, you know, flying all over, and it reminded me of Leonardo DiCaprio from Catch Me If You Can, right? And you remember that? You remember the movie, right? Do you concur, right? You remember the movie. So he found his way, stealing all those things. He was captured by local law enforcement and sent back to the United States of America. Let's just shoot straight with these things. After get out of our jurisdiction, we've done our part. We have done our part. Whether it's the Barefoot Bandit, whether it's Sam Bankman-Fried, we have done our part. We've done our part. And I think I want to be able to commend law enforcement and the professionals that exist within the Royal Bahamas Police Force, Defense Force, and all the uniform arms that do their part, that do their job diligently. I don't think that we should continue to be able to levy condemnation upon them because, you know, one thing or another. We need to be able to recognize and identify the strength that they have in these particular areas. So I want to be able to say that. I got to take this quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
Foundation.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Spring into action this spring and enjoy 2 weeks of savings with BWM. Entertaining, landscaping and beautifying the yard, or just relaxing and enjoying the outdoors. Shop BWM for fantastic spring savings this Easter of up to 20% off. Thursday, March 21st through Saturday, April 6th. Red hot savings on appliance combo specials, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, grills and griddles, outdoor stoves and fryers, Corningware and chafing dishes, assorted ice and water coolers, floral decor, bunnies, bear and baskets, outdoor benches and lawn and garden supplies, and so much more. BWF, where we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street, telephone 394-0004 or 6. Open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bahamas Welding and Fire. Check us out on Facebook and we ship to the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. We are here live and in full effect, just a few days away from, well, we're in Holy Week right now, And we are a few days away from our holiday time for persons to be able to be off. Just to say one thing, at the top of the, you know, we just got a caller to say something. He called in to talk about Easter and Happy Easter and so forth and so on. My son and I, my five-year-old son, he went to the store. And I suppose that this is a man thing, you know. The nurturing aspect of being able to ensure that we continue to make sure that these children feel relentless endorphins, right, is not for men. Like, we don't do that for the most of us. We don't do that. So my son, he's with me at the store, and he said, Daddy, what's this bunny all about? I said, I don't know. He said, Daddy, what's the bunnies? It's the bunnies there. What are the bunnies in the eggs? I said, I don't have no idea. He said, what is it there for? I said, listen, this is Easter. And then he said, Easter break. I said, okay, yes, it's Easter. I said, what do we do on Easter? He said, this is the bunny, Easter bunny, right? So I said, let's be very clear. What did we learn in school? This is a conversation that he and I had yesterday. I said, what did we learn in school? That what happened? Jesus, and then he says, died. I said, but why did he die? Right? And so we got into this kind of a conversation to talk about Jesus dying for our sins. And and this is just how I talk to my children. I mean, like, I don't kind of try to buffer it down or anything like that. These kids are very smart. My children are extremely intelligent, right? I believe yours are also. If we would take the Google Gaga from them, I think that you can be able to see the intellect that exists within them. And you start to talk to them. So I said to them, I said, now that should be very clear. I don't know why they introduced a bunny and an egg to this entire equation for Easter. I don't know why. Okay? I don't know. So he says, okay. I say, but we understand why Jesus died, why we celebrate the season, why we look at these particular things. On the third day, he said, rose again. I said, okay. No, he said, he came back alive. I said, rose again, right? So we have good conversations. And this morning, I see him telling his mother. He woke up. He said to his mommy, Easter is a lie, okay? Easter's listen, I think we have the responsibility not to give the children shock treatment, not to tell our children during Christmas time that there is a Caucasian overweight man that's slipping through this tight chimney that we don't have. Right, that slipped in our window somehow, that after you lose a tooth, that someone's going to break in your house in the evening and slide five. We have a responsibility for giving our children clarity. This is Howard. Don't fight me. Don't fight me. I'm not telling you how to raise your children. But I think this kind of a dazed state of confusion that exists globally is as a result of these proverbial white lies that build into a Himalayan-type mountain that is unmovable in the minds and spirits of an older person, to the point where they say, I feel like a woman, despite their gender. I feel like a man. I believe that we lend to these things. I believe that if we acknowledge and identify these things, that we shouldn't play along. I watched a movie when I was young, right? Oh, Lord. Drop Dead Fred. That's the movie called. If you remember Drop Dead Fred, it was all about this kind of fictitious character that no one can see. And the child was talking and the parents went along with it for a very long time. And this character, in retrospect, as we look back, was a demon. If you look back, the movie was structured in a particular manner to be entertaining, so forth and so on. But if you look back with your adult eyes and the exposure that we have during this particular time, there are things that are happening in this life that are unexplainable. And there's no way that we can just be casual and going along with this. My wife says to me that I'm going to carry the kids on the Easter egg hunt. I said, for what? She said, because this is what we do. I said, this doesn't make any sense. She said, but this is what I'm going to do. I said, okay, I'm not going to fight you. But I'm going to tell my son, we're going out here to eat chocolate on a day off. But this has nothing to do with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. we have a responsibility to the next generation. And I just want to say that. I think this kind of oblivious state is where we continue to be able to nestle ourselves very comfortably with. Very comfortably. We have to wake up out of that. It's time for us to be able to be honest with ourselves and be honest with our children. April 8th, we're going to be able to see an eclipse, right? There's some things that are supposed to be happening. Now, if you've been paying attention to what's happening from a global standpoint, as a result of that, this is also a time for seance. This is also a time some other things are going to be happening. There are significant activities, including the bridge that fell down in Baltimore, including all these things. If you just pay attention to what's happening from a global standpoint, you can see that there is a significant increase in activity globally. Alaska is on fire. There is a significant increase of activity that's happening from a global standpoint, spiritual, physical, and otherwise. And it's important that we don't play oblivious to it. It's important that we don't continue on our day-to-day basis and just believing that everything is everything without understanding that we have a responsibility to acknowledge, to identify, and a responsibility for being able to speak with clarity, with strength, to stand. We want to be able to do those things. So I just want to talk with you. I want to say to you, happy Easter. But let's understand who's the reason for the season. I don't know where your faith resides. I don't know whether or not commercialism has gotten a hold of you. I don't know if this concept and idea of the rhythm that existed before. I don't know whether or not you want to carry on tradition and idea of being able to hide things in the yard and let the children run up and down and play with it without teaching them why we have done this. Where are you on this? Where are you on this? You then get your holiday off. You then get your time off. You've decided to do all these things. You're going to buy your Easter basket. Despite the fact that you're going to be able to get involved in the commercialism of this time off, you still have a responsibility to that child. I don't know where your faith is. And if it's not where it should be, you should read something. Because you cannot damage the children and expect them to be able to grow erect, strong, with conviction and strength and expect them to lead tomorrow. Let's be decent about it and have a good conversation. The lines are wide open if you want to give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I am a little bit different. I am. I tell you, I don't have the time to be joking with my children. I believe my wife one time said, "Look what Santa buy you." I said, "Listen, the only overweight man in here is me. Your daddy buy you that. You think a Caucasian overweight man work for that for you? Your daddy bought that for you very clearly." I said, no. I don't want to play with my children mine. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for it. Because why? We don't even know when our day will come. We have the responsibility of being able to stand and speak with clarity and truth to the next generation. If we expect our spaces to be better, if we expect our country to be better, we cannot begin with a lie. We cannot begin with a lie. We cannot craft a narrative, expand that thing, build on it from year to year, and expect that in 35 years that we could rectify that. How can you? How can you? We've seen enough, read enough, and been exposed to enough that after this time, children are broken. They say, "Oh my God, you've lied to me in my entire life. I think we should do better. I think we should do better." Right? I think we should do better. That's just me. I know you will make a couple dollars. I'm not going to fight you for your little basket. I'm not going to fight you for your basket. I'm not here to row you for your basket. I ain't getting your basket business. People who can buy that, going to buy that anyhow. I sure my wife says she can buy it, so you're still getting my money. My God. But I'm not buying that with no story attached. I can give clarity to the children. And I think that this concept should exist in every subsector of our life. We've signed on to treaties. We've signed on to concepts and ideas. Most recently, we've seen the IDB in the paper. You can actually read a letter to the editor right now. You can be able to see some stuff from the editor and talk about the strength of this position as it relates to what the IDB has released. Let me see. It says, government should embrace the IDB strategy. The IDB released a strategy for the Inter-American Development Bank IDB Group's country strategy for the Bahamas, 2024 to 2028. It starts to talk about how it illuminates the comprehensive pathways towards sustainable and inclusive growth. Now, whilst I like this, whilst I like organizations whose responsibility is to identify ways and means of being able to right-size itself, to move towards the future, become more proverbially aerodynamic, right, and move towards the future, I like that. I think we do ourselves a disservice in this country. We can talk about this on Holy Week. Just a little piece, just a little taste, and just a pinch. We can talk about this on Holy Week. We do ourselves a disservice. Yesterday, I had a great conversation with Thane Campbell, a Bahamian man. You know all of his uncle, auntie, cousin, y'all call here. You ask him no question about deep sea science venture. You ask him one thing. Who's your ma? Who's your pa? Where your grandpa from? And you realize the authenticity. That's the only reason you ask him that question. For the purposes of authenticity. Because I believe that you are enamored, blown away by the fact that a young Bahamian boy could do this. He's done it. He's in Scotland. He's talking about deep science ventures. He's become a part of an organization that being able to do some things, identified entrepreneurialism, strengthened businesses, and found a way to reach back to the Bahamas. Now he's trying to be able to lift all boats with this proverbial rising tide. And not boats in Scotland, in other spaces. Specifically in the Bahamas, but he's extended to the world. And you look at this and you're blown away. My God, is a Bahamian boy who's doing this? Yes, he is. And I say to you that there are thousands of Thane Campbells in this country. Thousands. But if we don't take the time out to identify these things, to pour into their lives, to encourage them to move on to the next step, there's no expectation that they will stay here first. There's no expectation that they will even blossom into the purpose that they've been called to. We have to give these children a chance to grow. Perpetual lies, this sort of a lackadaisical approach to being able to look from an external standpoint for someone to provide us with an answer to local. This is peculiar to me. This is peculiar to me. We relentlessly wait on an answer from an economic standpoint, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, from a development standpoint, from a business intellectual standpoint. We relentlessly wait on an answer from an external standpoint. We're looking at the horizon, at the shores, for an answer to be able to come in. And the answer exists here. But we don't support it. We expect and respect what the IDB is doing, but there are enough people that are having conversations about what needs to happen from the National Development Plan to strengthen our country, to look at every subsector to push this country forward. This is lazy. This is lazy. Our relentless dependency to be able to get something by the allure of being able to get a couple dollars and aligning ourselves accordingly. Is that what you need us to do? Is this what we need to do? And you do it with the expectation to receive something with no consideration for strengthening your own children or what this can do to your children. Come on, man. What are we doing in this nation? I want to talk like this to y'all. I want to talk with y'all. I want to be decent as I say this to you. The IDB don't need to tell us how to deal with our children from an educational standpoint. Just sitting down here, the first thing that you heard from Mr. Calvin Briggs from BOB, he is the senior business manager in BOB. He started to talk about how there are clients that are coming in that wish to do a great deal of things here in the country, from Canada, from the United States of America, and they're coming in through formality. and they want to get to work right away. And he's saying to them, no, you can't get to work right away. You don't know the lay of the land. You don't know how to pair these things. We have to pair you with someone who knows the lay of the land. This is what he's saying. For you to understand how to get to your objective, we want to give someone to be able to help you avoid these roadblocks that you're going to meet. This is what he's saying. Everyone knows that you need a guide. We should not be a guide, a proverbial guide to international treaties and concepts to be able to develop our country for us. There is quality. There is capability. There is passion. There is insight. There is experience that exists on our shores. And there is no administration that has identified those things and wishes to amplify that and bring it to the fore. You've heard at the beginning of the week from Michael Pintard, and this is the very first time I've seen him in this kind of a form. I just want to be very clear. He was passionate, and I talked to him about it. I said, we can talk vision. I really don't care about this other stuff. We can talk vision. We're going to talk contrast. And then we want you to be able to do those particular things. I thought he was excellent. I got mad cussing for that interview. And then people say, I work for Minnis, which is absolutely bonkers. That's bananas that I work for Minnis. That's bananas. That your disdain, your dislike, your relentless commitment to what you believe could be able to support you would put everybody under the bus. I got a call yesterday and said that this person is a historic. No, he said he's a classic bus thrower. I said, bus thrower? He said, yeah. He's a habitual bus thrower. I said, bus thrower? Yeah, they throw people under the bus. I couldn't believe it. I laughed. I said, I didn't know that was a profession. Because of your blind allegiance, everybody who goes anywhere against what you believe should be done, and not done for the betterment of the country, done for the betterment of your pockets, my God, you throw them under the bus. Now I work for Minnis. Minnis come on my show to talk about his book. The only conversations that Minnis and I have had over the past few weeks, months, whatever, has been about his book. I don't work for Minnis. I wanted to in 2016, let's be clear. I asked him to, and then he, the habitual bus thrower, throw me under the bus. I'm not going to fight you. He's a decent man. Let's be very clear about this. Let's be clear about this. I thought that Michael Pintard was in top form. On Monday, I thought he was in top form. And I'm going to be very clear with you. I'd like to hear more from him. Let's call. Let's cuss. Today's Holy Week. Don't cuss me, eh? Swallow that before you call me. Swallow the cuss and let's have a clear conversation in the midst of Holy Week. Amen? My God. Let's do it. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Let me take the caller. The producer checking you out. Let me take the caller. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
What's up, Anton?
Right on, man.
Praise God.
I call in and cuss you, even though it's Holy Week.
Hey, it's Holy Week. It's Holy Week. Let your cuss be subtle. Go ahead. I'm not going to fight you.
Howard, a word of advice.
Let me hear it.
Right? When you have persons like the leader of the opposition, mm-hmm. who represents the second major political party in this country, who's aspiring to be leader of the country. Mm-hmm. When you have persons like him on your show and others alike, You've got to open up these lines.
Hold on.
To be talking.
You don't say that when Fred Mitchell come on my show.
No, listen here. Howard, hear me out.
You want to be decent. Let's be decent together.
No. You're not hearing me out.
Let me hear it.
Don't put me in no category with anyone who you talk to. Because none of them are nothing like me. You understand? And I can verify and stand on every word that I speak. And I say to you, Howard, when you have persons like the leader of the opposition, who is aspiring to be leader in the country, the best that he's going to get out of any conversation with you, in addition to being able to clearly lay out whatever his plans are, whatever his intentions are, whatever his works are that he can demonstrate successfully that he's putting on display as we speak, to give us an example, the most gain that he will get is through engaging with persons who he seeks to represent, Howard. And, of course, with you guiding that conversation, right? And
well, he wasn't indifferent to that, you know. He's open to that, and that's why we open up the telephone lines.
Yeah, I realize that. That's why I'm saying it to you. I realize that so that hopefully the standard would be set with whatever visit he takes on in the future, and not only himself, but anyone else who is seeking leadership roles in this country, right? Opening themselves up. That has to be a standard for the conversation to advance to their advantage, Howard, because if they don't, it's not as much to their advantage as they would like or as they need. Even though they may not even recognize it themselves. Getting over the conversation, though, Howard, you can hear me clearly?
Yeah, man, I'm right here with you.
Okay, I like where you started to go these last 5 minutes in your conversation. Unfortunately, I didn't get an opportunity to dig into your guest yesterday, who, I'm sorry I missed that conversation, but hopefully I can catch it on a replay, right? But, Howard, we have a lot of what we need right here in the country. A lot of what we require for advancement is right here in the country. What we need, Howard, what we need, and I say this as a PLP, what we need, Howard, is a team from the leader to the deputy leader, right on down to the cabinet ministers, right on down to the back benches, who are all on the same page, who are all operating from the same playbook, who all have the same heart to advance our people, Howard. We haven't had that in this country, Howard, in a very long time, my brother. What we have had, Howard, is a little mix of what you're talking about and what I'm talking about, and a big mix of persons who are operating on self-interest and other kinds of interest outside of the national interest, outside of the majority interest. What we need, Howard, is a team that is going to, as Hubert Ingram used to say, mean what you say and say what you mean, right? And do as you say you are going to do. Now, going back to the Menace era, Howard, you can hear me, Howard?
I'm ready.
That's how Menace started out, you know, Howard. That's what, in my view, I can tell you, that's what captivated minds and ears. He came with that same Cylinder Finland approach. He came with that same Hubert Ingram mentality as the talk.
I think that that's what really took him over the top. That separation.
He came with the talk.
Yeah.
And the talk took root and the talk took light.
Yeah, people believed it. People really believed it, yeah.
People believed it.
Yeah.
Because that was a message that had been missing up to that point for a very long time. And he came talking the talk, but he didn't follow through with it.
Yeah.
He didn't follow through with it.
Yeah.
I keep repeating, Howard, you know, and you have some petty-minded people. I pay them no mind, man. You have some people who talk ignorance. I pay them no mind, Howard. You have some people who are double talkers. I pay them no mind, Howard. You have some people who don't have nothing going for themselves, and all they do is complain every day. I pay them no mind, Howard. You have some people who have something going for themselves, and all they're interested in is getting more for themselves. I pay them no mind, Howard. I listen to the purity of heart. You hear what I'm saying to you, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
We have a prime minister right now, Howard. Right now, man, Howard. Right now. Who has that opportunity? Look, let me not just limit it to Mr. Davis, the brave, right? Because any prime minister, starting from the Minnis era to right now, the Davis era, to if Mr. Davis doesn't get it done, it would still remain open for the next prime minister to come in and capture successfully what we are talking about. Whoever does it, Howard, they will hold government 10, 15, 20 years.
I thought that's where Hubert Minnis would have been. I thought, and you know what? When we listened to Michael Pintard at the beginning of the show, when he started to talk about, when I started to tell him about low-hanging fruit that the AFNM should have done, the two-term for the prime minister, the campaign finance reform, the freedom of information, so forth and so on, he said, we missed the butt with that. We should have done that, and I'm going to do that. And I said, wow, this is good stuff, because this is what we're looking for.
But guess what, Howard? While and this is another footnote for those leaders, current, Mr. Davis, aspiring, future. Look, the people are tired of talkers. The people want action. You're not going to talk your way. If you are in opposition, Howard, you are not going to talk your way into leadership in this country. You have to be demonstrative. You have to demonstrate. You have to be able to go beyond talk to try and steal that ink in hearts and minds of the Bahamian people. Reason, Howard? The people have been fooled for too long.
I like
too much talkers has been in existence for too long. The people are going to need far more than talk. Whoever, Howard, and look, this is where I wanted to end my conversation the other day. I'll take this footnote right now to end it here, Howard. If you see, Howard, Mr. Davis, brave, can get those deliverables out to the Bahamian people, Mr. Shabago started up this conversation yesterday as well. If he can get those deliverables out in the next year, Howard, it doesn't matter who challenges him, they would not succeed. If Mr. Davis fails in getting those deliverables out to the people, where the people can feel the impact, where the people can go to sleep and dream about the impact that they're experiencing, if he fails in that regard,
it doesn't matter who contests him, they will win.
Say it again, Howard.
It doesn't matter who contests him. If he fails, they will win.
If he fails, Howard, we can forget about it. And I keep saying this, Howard. I say it from the bottom of my heart, Howard. If he fails in ensuring it, Howard, we will not be successful at the next general election. And whoever challenges and presents that idea the best will be successful.
Absolutely.
And if they execute it, Howard,
they get 10
they will
years.
Win government for multiple terms in office to come. Thank you.
Anton, I got to go. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, quick commercial break. Foundation. Be right back after this.
Wings are here. Popeyes now has wings in 5 flavors. Honey barbecue, ghost pepper, signature hot, sweet and spicy, and roasted garlic parmesan. Marinated for 12 hours. Hand battered and breaded in a bold Louisiana seasoning. And they're only $7.25 for 6 wings. Taste them.
Crunchy outside.
And juicy inside.
Try the new wings from Popeyes now.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
We need to talk, and it's about something pretty important, your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best Best of the Best Raking Script Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds ignite with Bahamian talent featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Phil V. Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The Best of the Best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
We are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio lines are wide open. If you want to be able to participate in the conversation, please do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Good afternoon, Mr. Grant. Chester Cooper is a very dear friend of mine, but I cannot allow him to get away with saying that Michael Pintard lacks credibility. It was no one, less than Chester Cooper, who went to Grand Bahama and announced that the hotel was sold for $100 million. They had all kind of junk on the celebration, only to find out that the hotel wasn't sold. The thing fell through. Stop it. Behave yourself. The thing fell through. The truth of the matter is they are putting the proverbial cart before the horse. They have to fix the airport before anyone will take seriously the purchase of the hotel. How can any serious businessman be expected to invest possibly hundreds or millions of dollars in a property without proper airlift? Stop talking malarkey, man. This is Texas coming through. Let's be decent with a couple things. There are planes that come in and go out of Grand Bahama right now. There's an airport in the city of Freeport, and there's an airport in West Grand Bahama, which is in West End proper. Let's be decent about this. Okay? Planes fly over, and they could land in Grand Bahama now. The issue that I had, that I've spoken to the Grand Bahama Port Authority about, the issue that I had personally was the aesthetic appeal of Grand Bahama. That is the thing for me, okay? That is the thing for me. You're not going to get me to invest in a proverbial wasteland. It appears to be. When you fly over Grand Bahama, it looks like a lumber yard that is desolate. There are pine trees as a result of the influx of the waves that came in from the north that actually pushed all the way through almost 2.5-3 miles inland. Okay? And all these trees, if you go out there to Sergeant Major Road, if you go out there to East Sunrise Highway, if you go out there and you drive, you could actually see how high the water was, almost 12 to 14 feet. You could see that. There are pine trees laying all over. So when you fly over, there's no expectation for the greenery and the shrub that you've seen over the years. This is what you know Grand Bahama for. You identify these particular species. Wow, this is beautiful. My God, you're home. Now, you don't know where you are. So I've said to them, with the introduction of what they've done for the Grand Bahama Port Authority and the office that they have opening here in Nassau, so forth and so on, there needs to be a cleanup. This what we talked about on Wednesday night, last week Wednesday. There needs to be a cleanup effort. Y'all need to take down, y'all need to pick up all those pine trees, you'll need to do something with that. There are places that people could make money right now, mulching that, selling that, doing this, doing that. There are things that you could do. You could chop that up and sell that for compressed wood. You can do all these things with that. There shouldn't be on the ground in Grand Bahama. You'll need to figure this out. This is just a casual conversation that we had at the end of the thing. You know, they told me, Howard, that's going to tender already. We're putting at the tender right now. We're doing those things right now. So if I'm going to be honest with your text, I am saying to you, that the governor of the Bahamas has done, and I don't want to take, this is not a cue from Michael Pintard. We've spoken about this. It is an absolute disservice to the people who wish to move back to Grand Bahama and the people that exist on Grand Bahama, the residents, the voters on Grand Bahama. It is a disservice that this government has been flippant with the Port Authority. It is also a disservice if the Port Authority is not being able to align itself with a kind of a conversation that can lead to the productivity of the community. There's no need for two elephants to fight. The only persons that are feeling the brunt and the weight and having to bear the pain of this are the people of Grand Bahama. And so it's very important that we see synergy, that we see growth and development. And we are seeing that, if I want to be very clear. We're seeing that individually, both from the government and being able to activate and create spaces for growth and development in Grand Bahama, separate and apart from what we're seeing from the Grand Bahama Port Authority. You guys are doing a great job independently, individually. But if there is no fusion, if there's no cohesion, if there is no united effort to be able to get this done, we're still going to have an issue moving forward. That's one. Two, the place could get sold. It ain't gonna be no hundreds of dollars. It ain't gonna be no thousands. It's gonna take you millions of dollars to revive that hotel. That is not a good buy. Point blank. Any investor would tell you that is not a good buy. That is not a good buy. It's not. $65 million from the hotel. They was happy to give that to the government for $65 million. They knew that they couldn't find a buyer for it. If you know the lay of the land, it's almost 30 miles from the air, from the harbor. Almost 30 miles from the harbor. You got to pay for taxi, you got to pay for this, you got to pay for all these things. There hasn't been a creative approach to ensure that there is transportation to get to this. This is outside the city center, outside the hub. This is outside of everything. This is an absolute poor buy. If I had $300 million, and looking for an investment to make, I wouldn't make this investment. I wouldn't. If I had $2 billion, I wouldn't make this investment. You can't even be a spectator in this particular space because there's no expectation in due time and due season for growth and development without synergy, without this sort of an idea of being able to grow. It is a poor buy for an investor. Unless there's a unified front to be able to introduce technology, to introduce progressive concepts and ideas of how this can be able to work. The Grand Bahama Port Authority did a wonderful job to talk about the infrastructural development that exists there and the possibilities that can exist otherwise. This is why I keep going back to the government's going to have to be able to tap into creativity to figure out how they can do that. Today in the newspaper, we can be able to see that there's strong interest in Grand Bahama. I guarantee you that that interest has stipulations on other interests. There's strong interest in Grand Lucayan. I don't necessarily believe that the weight of the interest is on the Grand Lucayan Hotel. I think it is a proverbial add-on in the event that they get some other things that they're looking at. I don't know. I haven't seen these contracts, but this is what we've seen in the past. Hey, listen, we want 200 acres over here, close to this here. We want to bring these things in. And guess what? We'll throw in the hotel for you also if you give us this. This is what we've seen in the past. Any savvy investor, in my view, wouldn't right off the top purchase this thing. It's difficult. If you remember Driftwood, if you remember the Ingram regime, during his administration, they tried to be able to sell the Princess Casino. You remember this? They tried to sell the Oasis Casino and so forth and so on. Then you come to find out that there was some dark affiliation associated with these things. They couldn't get it sold. Boom, boom, boom. There is no interest in these particular spaces. There isn't. There is interest for things like Oban. There is interest for things like Borco, for Syntex, for all these particular things that you've sold this island in this stead for a very long time. Now you want to incorporate from a touristic standpoint how you can do these things. Also, you're going to have to make up your mind on Grand Bahama. You're going to have to make up your mind on Grand Bahama. That's the closest interest that we've seen for a very long time. You got to make up your mind. Let's talk about these things. Lines are wide open. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. All is well?
Yeah, man. What's happening with you?
Richard. Man, I had to call the show, man. After hearing Anton, I had to call the show. Anton, you're so right. There's nobody like you because you is an original bootlicker, brother.
You think he's a bootlicker?
Huh?
I've been listening to Anton for, I've been on radio 7, 8 years now, almost 10 years now, right? And he has progressively moved from hard left in the PLP or hard right in the PLP to the middle and being able to become more nationalistic in his approach to be able to talk about these things. In my view.
Yeah.
In my view. Yeah, I don't see him hard
Anton,
PLP.
You know Anton only like that and tell his party. And then when his party goes, that's it. He go back extreme.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm telling you, so wow. Good afternoon, man. Anton, I'm going to show you every day.
What are you doing? What you say?
Yeah, I wanted to let you know at the end of the day, you know, a lot of stuff in this country, you know, that's happening. It really has something to do with our color. You know, we try to avoid the situation.
Ooh, this is heavy, what you're saying. It's about our color?
Yes, man.
My God.
We're still in that priest. We're still in that age where, you know, we still don't. Have it where it's equally divided with people of, you know, other colors.
Ooh.
You know, and I think that's the major problem in this country. And then we have a lot of people just evading the laws and the labor, and then, you know, so I think we just need to just keep it simple.
Wow, I appreciate your call, man. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kind about that. I don't know. I think subconsciously, somewhere in our minds, there is segregation. You remember we talked about that? No matter how upfront things are, people have this sort of conspiracy theory. You're too nice. What's the catch? And I think somewhere in the back of our minds, there is this sort of an idea that, you know, there's some segregation. I don't know if that's what the case is here. I really don't. I've seen enough things around the world that people respect intellect, they respect creativity, and they respect money. They respect it. They don't look at your color. If you can offer significant growth and development, if you know your stuff, and you can offer a path for growth and development that can make all of us wealthy, all of us rich, all of us do well, no one cares if you pink. You could be fuchsia. No one cares. They only care about your contribution. The issue is there aren't enough intellects coming to the forefront in our communities that can be able to speak with strength to projects, to concepts, to politics. And so if you're leading with emotion, it's going to be difficult. That's a difficult thing. If the intellectual men and women at the forefront of the conversation are looking for something for themselves, how do I acquire this for me? How do I get something for my family? Then, you know, you start to kind of gauge people. All these black fellas must be the same. And we don't only suffer from that here in the country. This is an issue that happens throughout the region. This is an issue that happens, for the most part, for the majority of African nations. There are poor people that are moving to elevated positions that still have this endemic concept and idea that I may go back to poverty, and they do whatever it takes to retain something for themselves. And so when external persons get involved, they say, oh, this must be the mindset associated with these things. We got to fix that. I don't believe that we are... I don't know how to express this to you. I believe that you could do it. I don't know how to say this to you without getting emotional, because all we are stretched out kids. That's it. That's how I believe this. That's who we are. All we are stretched out little children. The dreams that existed in us before, they still exist. The only thing that has padded those dreams and caused us not to speak about it on a day-to-day basis, not to move towards it, is the rhythm of society that taught us how to act. They taught us to be seen and not heard. They taught us not to speak because people will lend condemnation to you. They taught us to accept where you are. This is the teaching that we've gotten over the years. And as a result of this teaching, we stop dreaming. That's our issue. We have been programmed to stop dreaming. That is our issue. And as a result of lack of dreams, we look at the shores. This is just me. It's Holy Week, and it's time for us to do some introspection. I'm telling you, we are out of the first quarter of the year. And if you don't go over your mind to make a determination where you indicated that you would like to be, if you're not on that path, it's not too late. We can get back on that path. And I want to say that to you, it's time for us to get back on that path. Without letting condemnation and pointing fingers, it's time to get back to who we were called to be. We got what it takes. Let me take this next telephone call before we get out of here. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Howard.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Yeah, I was drawn into the conversation. I'm reluctant to call nowadays. Listen, every week should be Holy Week. Every day is a holy day, right?
I like this.
I mean, they had a holy war, so I don't know who decides what is holy and what is not. But yes, what's the problem? That's the problem. It doesn't take an intellectual. I don't even know what is an intellectual, you know, because all it is are just words, meaningless words, all right? It doesn't take an intellectual to see that a service-based economy is good for any economy, right? So what we see now is a proliferation of neglect, decades of neglect of its citizens, because the greatest resources are the citizens itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have interventions and technical programs in place on a large scale in order to impede the social crisis followed as far as unemployment, unskilled labor, et cetera, et cetera. Like in other countries, you know, we would never get ahead. So when you look at the lack of technical training on a wide scale, even music schools within the inner cities, all kind of things the government could have done with the local government implementations like Dwight is pushing for. So I see really it's a state of hopelessness and despair, disillusionment, whatever, right? And so I like the word bootlicker, but, you know, liquor is making us sicker. It's inundating the inner city. The Chinese are here. They're putting their... They're allowed to get away with a lot of things. Foreigners are allowed to get away with things that we're not allowed to get away with. Compounding the social contentions, right? But, I mean, come on. The lack, we need to neglect the citizens by the education or the healthcare system. Right now, I'm suffering as a result of neglect. I mean, some doctors and some people, they prey on your ignorance. And if you don't follow up on your condition, you're doomed. And then the fact is you don't get any information where to point you in, so you have to be like into yourself in order to preserve yourself. And you see the neglect. It's on a wide scale. We hate one another. Uncle said it yesterday. Self-hate, whatever. We hate one another. We can see it, man. And the reason for that is this is all by design to bother with our minds. But we need social programs in the inner city, and we need to invest in the human capital.
I like that.
And then until then, we're all BSing around.
Wow. Yeah, thanks. Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me read a couple of these texts before we get out of here. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Easter egg hunting is just as real and important as the religious holiday. They are both made up by man for entertainment and for making money. That is bananas. So it says, Howard, stop being cheap and buy the Easter baskets, eh? Oh, y'all need to stop, right? So, Howard, when I want to punish the kids, I will tell them I'm sending them by you. Yeah, I can feed them, but I ain't going to tell you no foolishness. Says, hey, Howard, Anton, the political prostitute, is swellhead and somehow lost. He drinks the PLP juice every day and won't speak of nobody else but himself. I don't necessarily see that. If I thought those things, I wouldn't let Anton into the show. I don't see that. He says, hey, Howard, it seems like Anton is trying to see what he need. Anytime Anton calls, he says, what he's trying to say is that what we need is some common sense thinking to run this country. And we all know that ain't happening in here. Oh, we can make it happen. Let's make those things happen. It says, he does an amazing job in motivating people to get out to vote against the PLP on election day. I want him to keep calling and campaigning on the airwaves for his party. He is firing up the FNM base, the fire base. Okay, this is, they tell him, Anton Collin, y'all wilding out, y'all doing too much. So he says, who controls our food, right? BFS, Americans. Who controls banking? Offshore companies and foreigners. Who controls tourism? Foreigners. We're somewhat free slaves, but free to an extent. Invisible shackles. Plus, we're really corrupt. PLP and the FNM is a disgrace. With all this knowledge and understanding, it's time for us to come to a come to Jesus moment. It's time for us to come to clarity. It's time for us to be able to make our decision for growth and development. It's time, man. I think we've been casual about these things with an expectation for things to change. So looking for a leader. We have been relentlessly looking for a leader. Seeking to be able to call anyone, Moses or Aaron or whoever we can, to lead us out of the tribulation that exists. However, there is a leader in us, in every single one of us. And that voice should not only be heard when it comes to voting. It's time to raise your voice, to change this country, to move forward, upward, onward, and together. Guys, I thank you so very kindly for tuning in today. It's 2 o'clock. That's the show. I thank you. Tomorrow is Small Business Thursday. If you want to get into it, I'd love you to give me a call, 827-0111. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant. Guys, I'm going to see you tomorrow, God spare, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Foundation.